Now notice what he says, thou turnest frail man to dust, and sayest, return, ye children of man. Go back to where you came from, far as the body is concerned. But 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday, when it's past, and as a watch in the night. Suppose, my friend, you live as long as Methuselah lived, almost 1,000 years. Suppose you did. That would just be like a watch in the night. It would be just like the flight of a bird through a lighted room, coming out of the darkness in one window, going out another window into the darkness again. Even if you lived 1,000 years, you're not very much. Man actually is more or less of a colossal failure, friends. If you take his time that he's on this earth as compared to eternity, as a watch in the night, thou sweepest them away as a flood. There is a sleep. In the morning there is grass that groweth up in the morning. It flourish and springeth up by the evening. It is cut down and withered. That's a picture of man. And Moses out there in that wilderness, several million people died. He went to more funerals probably than anyone else. And the man taken from the ground, he saw him go back to the ground as far as his body is concerned. That leads me to say this. I've had several letters what I thought about cremation. I do not believe in it. Oh, I don't mean by that that God can't raise up your body if you're cremated, but it's the testimony that you give. Now, here in Southern California, a great many unbelievers, when they die, they want to be cremated, their ashes taken, and scattered out on the ocean out here. I knew a undertaker here many years ago in Pasadena, and he was a pilot. That's what he did. He told me that there are many people like that. They want the ashes scattered out on the ocean. You know why? They don't want God to be able to get them back together again. He'll be able to get them. Now, my Christian friend, you give a testimony when you take your dead in Christ out yonder and put them in the cemetery. Why? Because the figure of speech that's used is of a seed. If a grain of seed falls into the ground as a picture of his death and resurrection, now, we sow them. And they used to call, in the early days, they called a cemetery, they called it two things, an inn. That is, a place where people just sleep for a little while, overnight. And they called it a field. That's where you plant your seed. You don't burn up your seed. And your testimony is, when you bury your dead, is that one of these days, they'll be raised up. What a picture that we have here. Now, he says here, and I drop down to verse 8, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins, in the light of thy countenance. Dr. Chafer used to say that secret sin on earth is open scandal in heaven. What you do down here, the angels are watching you, friends. Verse 9, for all our days are passed away. In thy wrath we spend our years as a tale that is told. Now, the Hebrew there is very figurative. We spend our years as a moan. That's all. We just go through life moaning, by the way. A moan. That's all our little life is down here in sin. My friend, if you haven't a hope for eternity, and if you haven't a Savior, may I say to you, you just don't have anything to live for, do you? And you don't have any purpose in life or any direction at all. How important it is to see this here. This is a glorious, wonderful psalm that we have here. Now, the days of our years are 70. That's 70. And if by reason of strength they be 80, that's 80. Yet is their strength, labor, and sorrow, for it's soon cut off and we fly away. Now, if you make it to 80, you are sure going to have a lot of rheumatism. You are going to have a lot of arthritis if you and I live to that. I'm already finding that out. May I say to you, friends, that's a picture of us down here. And if you make it to 80, it's going to be uphill all the way. We talk about that when we come to the sunset of life. My friend, that's when you really start going uphill. not downhill. It's uphill all the way. Why, we just pass our days, and that's it. It's just a moan. It's well to have a future. It's well to have a hope. Now, we come to the end of this, and I'll not deal with these other verses. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And Christ is the one that's made unto us wisdom. If you have Christ, you have wisdom and you have a hope. Verse 17, and let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands establish thou it. Oh, to do something down here that will have a value in eternity, friends. Oh, this is a glorious psalm, and we just passed over it rather hurriedly.